episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Told on October the 19th, 2025. And I have to make myself do these things because I'm telling you, it's really difficult sometimes to motivate yourself. I've just done another Bong of Station, episode number 48, which is a really good show. Really good show. I did a Rick and Rollo last night, talking over the top of each other nonstop. It's just, but they're entertaining the next day. I can hear myself saying things. I want me to finish the sentence, and Rollo brings up something else, and I just completely go off on a tangent, and I forget to talk about what I actually wanted to talk about. But one of the things I do want to talk about to fit in with the last show I did, which was called Fractured Fables, and now I know why we're in the Fractured Fables zone. And after this, I got a message from Dave last week talking about why, you know, his YouTubes have been slowed down or strangled a bit because he hasn't added the real ID. Now, this is where I'm getting to. And I looked at it and I went, you know, when he sends me a message, I don't just look at the words. I actually analyze, you know, maybe he meant something else, whatever. He said shutting a window. But I looked all of a sudden, because I've been looking at real ID as being, what does it mean? And then all of a sudden it hit me right in front, plain as the nose on my face. It's the id, the id. And that is a Freudian term, the id. It's a part of the subconscious. It's attracted to physical, like sex and things like that. You know, you'll notice there was a, and it's still to this day, right now, if you picked up the Daily Telegraph, Brant and Parker, who did BC, the comic strip, they've still got the Wizard of Id. Wizard of Id is still a very funny comic, little panel in most newspapers. Not most, but a lot of newspapers. And the Id is a thing. And it's a psychological part of the subconscious. Now, this is why they're fracturing you at the moment using the Charlie Kirk story, movies, TV shows, et cetera, to create this kind of thing that you are living in a matrix. A movie which I'm not a big fan of, even though I stood around on that film and hung around that thing and was there when it was being filmed. Still not a big fan, but it woke a lot of people up. But it has full of the Gnostic stuff, full of this, full of that, to create more rabbit holes for you to fall down. To think that you're a part of a matrix and you're not in the real world, you're special and you've woken up and you're just in this realm. And if you go on to, as I was saying last night on Rick and Rollo, fakeologist.com, not fakeologist.com, go to Fakeologist Discord on the fakers, everything is fake thing. There's just nonstop arguing, you're not arguing, but discussions about Charlie Kirk, discussions about this and that, you know, round, flat, whatever. And you're just going to bounce around and just sit there. And there are people on there arguing or talking about the same thing they should have worked out was a hoax 3 weeks ago. Was it 3 weeks ago? I think it was. But no, no. It's still, you know, was it real? How did they do it? Blah, blah, blah. Move on. Otherwise, you're going into the id. And the id, I'll just bring it up. I'll just mute a little bit and I'll bring up and read about the id for you. Be told. Unmuted. Can he do this live on air with his technology? There's his brain that is working on analog, not digital. Yes, here we go. Boom. Now, the id is the source of bodily needs, impulses and desires, especially those related to aggression and sexual drive. And it's got in parenthesis number 9, by coincidence. The id acts according to the pleasure principle, which is interesting. There was a Gary, one of the better Gary Newman albums. And I can talk all about Gary Newman. Maybe I will after this thing. Everything that Gary Newman was doing was technocracy. And it was computer and morphing into the man and machine. And just by coincidence, he called his album The Pleasure Principle. The Pleasure Principle. And here we go. The psychic force orientated to immediate gratification on impulse and desire. Freud described the id as the dark, inaccessible part of our personality. Understanding of it is limited to the analysis of dreams and neurotic symptoms, and it can only be described in terms of its contrast with the ego. It is no organization, it is no collective will, it is concerned only with satisfaction of drives in accordance with the pleasure principle. Within, in parenthesis, 11, it is oblivious to the reason and the presumptions of ordinary conscious, and the contrary impulses exist side by side without cancelling each other. There is nothing in the id that could be compared with negation, nothing in the id which corresponds to the idea of time. And that's interesting. Just talked about that, you know, time stands still sometimes. The id knows no judgments of value, no good and no evil, no mortality, intellectual cathexes. You're listening to
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Fabulous bumper from Jolo on Be Told episode number. Well, you know what? And I didn't even say the date. This is Be Told. It's on the I did say the date, but I don't know what episode number it is. And nor should it make any difference. Nor should it make a difference. But I will tell you what episode number it is. It is episode number blah, 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 blah. Let's have a look here. Go down to the truthmeets.com page, and I did a Be Told Fractured Fables. So this is episode number 40, number 40 of Be Told. Yeah, so I've always been, and I have been on about this for a long time, that Freud and Jung girl, get out of my, Jung and Freud have been responsible for most of what we're going through. They were definitely more than just a couple of psychiatrists from Germany, guaranteed. And the fact that we are constantly being ushered into this realm via technology and songs, TV shows, we've been guided gently. It's what was that thing that they don't like talking about that it's very hard to find out about? It happened in America in 1948 with Norbert Wiener. Can you imagine a more annoying name than having been given Norbert Wiener? And the cybernetics conferences, Macy conferences. Now, you can't, if you wanted to, you cannot, you try and go and find out about the Macy conferences, what they were talking about. You can find people that know about them. Alan Watt. He was the first person I ever heard mention Macy conferences, Norbert Wiener's. And, you know, basically what, and people get confused when they talk about cybernetics. They think it's all computer, but cybernetics is the movement of people into a, or herding them digitally or into a mindset. And that's what they're all about. Now, that's why it's so hard to find out about the MACI conferences, the cybernetics conferences, because they don't want you to know what they were up to in 1948, just after, you know, what's his name? Not Aldous Huxley, but his brother did the report of the UNESCO and read, you know, you just look at his speech to UNESCO, I think it was 1948. United Nations formed in 1947, was it, or 40, around then? You know, all these big global institutions all arrived around the same time. And they're using, again, I'll bring it up, Jung and Freud, who understood the subconscious. That's how they're getting you. You're in your car, you're driving along, you're staring at the front of the car, you're humming away to, the same old songs that they keep playing all the time. And I mentioned it just before, but I'll say it again, not on this show, but Boston More Than a Feeling, all the FM modulation hits, FM by, Steely Dan, a lot of Steely Dan music's very, very hits the subconscious, and you're humming it away, this kind of whatever, but you're staring out the window at the car in front of you, but you're looking at the red lights to make sure that you don't crash into it. But in the middle of the red lights, there'll be a logo. It might be a lion, as in Holden, with its paws in the exact frame of a particular star pattern. Or you're seeing Kia written. The new Kias are written in basically what I would call ancient Hebrew on the side. It says, it looks like KIA, but no. It says something else. And KIA is, so basically you've got your 11, your 9, and then the A is literally a pyramid. It's not an A. You have a look at it. It's just the pyramid shape. These are going in your subconscious and your psyche. We're going into the id, and the real ID is the real id. You're going into this base subconscious level of control, whether you like it or not. And I was talking to Dave before, and I was mentioning, I talked and got used by one of the lower level people out there that was playing something. I said, your fridge is spying on you, and it got clipped. I was talking, I think it was on fakeologist.com. Your fridge is spying on you if you have a smart fridge. It is spying on you. It's got the computer screen. It's telling you how many yogurts you've got. Are they off? Are they not? Are they sending messages to your grocery store that, this guy likes this? And you'll start getting more personalized messages. This morning, when did I notice it? I've talked about this on another show. It's better to do it now because I haven't done it, be told, for a while. But your phone is, you only have to think things and you're getting it. And the other, it was yesterday, I was listening to, I was on Facebook and randomly, Uriah Heep's song, an article about Uriah Heep and the album, Look at Yourself. Look at Yourself by Uriah Heep came out about 72, 73. The album was a polished looking metal cover that actually reflected your face. So you could actually stare at your own face as you're picking up the album. And I, didn't talk about it. I just looked at it. And then I put on my music selection on the Apple Music that I've got. And that song came on. Now, the coincidence means that the computers are talking to each other. You think it's the synchronicity and that we're in a matrix, but no, it's just the computers are all speaking to each other. Or, the different platforms are always telling you things. So in that case, it was not a coincidence. The other day I had something I was just thinking about. I never mentioned the word, and next thing you know, I'm getting targeted adverts for a particular thing. So there's a there with computers knowing what you're thinking about, whether they're reading your mind via the, you know, we are electric. If you've had Chinese medicine, I'll bring it up again. Chinese medicine's all electric. Is there a thing with this blue light or white? Is it a blue? It's a blue light on your computer screen. Is it reading your mind? Can it actually pick up what we're thinking about? I think it can. And I think there's actual, what's the word for it? What was that weird guy, with the wild hair, the work for the patent. There's a patent out there. There's a patent out there. And Einstein worked, guess what, in a patent's office. His backstory, completely ludicrous story. Worked in the patent's office. And if he did, he probably stole all the ideas that he came up with, you know, apparently. I would say he did. Prove me wrong. So we're going into the real ID. Now, you look at England and America, and so at the moment it's also happening in Vietnam. So people's bank accounts are being shut down if they don't produce real ID. I'm getting emails from my bank saying, you know, you have to update the conditions of service for your internet banking. And guess what? It's the real ID. Words real ID comes up. So you have to, you know, produce evidence that you are that person, et cetera, et cetera. But it is the ID. It's not ID. It says it is your identification, but it's actually what it is doing is taking you into the subconscious. So you are just, you know, in La La Land, as I mentioned before. You're going into La La Land and you're going to be offered all sorts of amazing, you know, convenience is the thing. They've used that, convenience stores. And you can be able to walk into your convenience store, pick up the items you want, and walk out without paying a cent because they've got RFID chips and everything, etc. This is happening. It's going to happen. We're going into this thing whether you like it or not. It's happening. It's happening. I'm going to mute for a little bit, and then I shall be back to talk about more amazing things. And he's back. So it's been 2 weeks or 3 weeks since the last Be Told, or thereabouts. I've done two Rick and Rollos and two Bong Decisions, and I did appear on the fakeologist.com on a couple of Sundays ago. I'll go on that show after I've done two or three shows, and especially if I've had about a few drinks. So I do drink on the weekend, but I mean to my regular amount, which is, you know, whatever. And it just doesn't sound good. I don't like, if I don't like listening to my own voice, then there's something wrong. And I normally like listening to my own voice, but I have to admit that. Yes, I do. Anyway. Back to the real. So real ID is coming out big time right now. It's happening everywhere. So Vietnam is not part of the West as far as I'm concerned, but it is, and I've been there. The main businesses are Sony, Coke, LG, etc. They're all based there. They've got huge factories there. Guaranteed. But yeah, back to the... Now, another thing I'll bring up, the traffic conspiracy. Which I love the word conspiracy. I was added to traffic. Everywhere you go at the moment, I don't know what, look, I'm in Sydney, the winter is, and I'm up the mid-north coast. Either way, there are witches' hats, cones. Interesting they call them witches' hats, but the orange witches' hat. And interesting that they call it the orange. Everywhere, you're getting stopped. Stop-go people everywhere. That's the biggest career. If you want a career, become a stop-go person. There's always work. But they can replace you just with a simple electronic traffic light, which they have done actually on the weekend this week. So there's these portable traffic lights, and they stop you going down the road. You were going to the beach, which normally took you 10 minutes. All of a sudden, it takes you 25 minutes or 30 minutes because this useless orange people that have started this whole thing, that these council workers have decided that road needs to be upgraded. in an area where it really didn't need to be upgraded, or they've stuck a roundabout in an area that didn't need one. This is happening in this, and Sydney is everywhere. Melbourne, it's everywhere. It's go, look, I'll hazard a guess to say it's going on globally at the moment. And how do they do this? Because the mayors are way more important than you were first. You just think it's your local mayor. They're actually part of a group, the mayors, and they off, it's part of the World Economic Forum. And they go off and they get the same things taught to them. They probably get, have wild parties with each other. Can you imagine a whole lot of mayors getting, not in my mind, it would be exciting, but they're probably given whatever they think that they need or want. And they get told, this is what you're going to do when you get back home. You're going to fuck the streets up. That's, they wouldn't say it like that, but that's the way they're doing it. And so you go on these streets everywhere and there's road signs and you've got to slow down and there's witches' hats and oh, fucking hell. And it just, what it does, you're in your car and your subconscious, you're in beta, you're not driving in the now, you're in the la-la land part. You're getting your FM radio, the frequency modulation, playing the same shit that you've been hearing, if you're depending on what station you're listening to. Or you're listening to new stuff, which is even worse than the old stuff. And so you're in a la-la land, and they're feeding you into the id. You're going into the id. Not the real ID, you're going into the id, which is, you know, as Freud said, it's the state of mind. And they need that before they put you into the basically the smart world, the Internet of Things, which is coming 100%, whether you like it or not, What are you going to do about it? That's interesting. What are you going to do about it? What else? Now, I was talking about the other thing I've noticed, a bit of graffiti around even when I am, which I don't normally see. But I remember, and I think I may have touched on this on a couple of shows back on the Fakeologist Australia Roundtable. But my theory has been that Sesame Street, you know, just remember the Sesame, Open Sesame, is opening little kids' minds into whatever they wanted to get you into. Hey Bert, you know, rubber ducky, you're the one. Putting into this la la land. And you were getting shown, this is a guy that used to roam around, and this is in the early 70s, he appeared, and he goes, I'm going to paint a 7. I'm going to paint an 11. I'm going to paint a 9. And this guy would walk around painting numbers and letters all around the place, clearly illegally, but you were a 5-year-old watching it, or 4, or 3, or 2, or 6, whatever. And all of a sudden, graffiti came about everywhere. I think it was spread globally by Sesame Street. That is my conspiracy theory of the year. Sesame Street started the graffiti thing. Graffiti is an Italian word. It's extraordinarily powerful. You can use it against the powers that be by writing what you think you should write. You can stick truthmeets.com, fakeologistradio.com, whatever, on a sticker. Stick it somewhere and people will see it. Spray paint it under a bridge or an overpass and you will see it. Someone, by a weird coincidence, using a spray can has sprayed K9. That's this coincidental tag, which is 11-9, across overpasses as I'm driving through the winter in Sydney. Oh, I noticed that the other day. What a great little tag he has, K9. And you'll notice that K9 is the dog. As well, it's 11-9, big, powerful number, very powerful number. But yeah, Sesame Street was incredibly powerful, a tool to get stuff out back in the 70s, all the way up to, and it probably still is on now. I'm just going to mute a little bit, and I'll be back. And I'm back. What else? I've written some notes down, actually, which is very useful for me. So Sesame Street, that strange guy that walked around painting things. Big there. But the stupid, this tagging business, I don't understand it whatsoever. It's like that these kids, they come up with a tag, which is, you know, some squiggle, and they have to stick it on top of buildings and ruin people's fences. Extremely annoying. But I guess it's part of this whole psychological thing. There's a there for it, guaranteed. Now, other notes I've got here. Oh, so anyway, the id fits in very well with, you know, I listened to the biggest troll on the planet, but he's got some good stuff on the IPS show. He's actually alleging that there's nothing wrong with your water, drinking water, and the toxins they're putting in there. And obviously there's no such thing as the things in the sky that you're seeing. And I tell you what, they are doing it big time in a regional area in the middle of nowhere. Lines in the sky, left, right, and centre, dripping down over the top of us right now. What is it? There's about three different things I would hazard a guess. The sprays in the sky. So the higher stuff is something to do with the communications network. The middle stuff could be the same thing, not sure, but the lower stuff is definitely top dressing. You're listening to Be Told, episode number 40.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
What a wonderful bumper from the Truth Meets team. The team of Joel, what a wonderful man that guy is. What a wonderful man. Yeah, so The Tempest. Now, I listened to, so anyway, speaking of trolls, IPS show, fantastic for the people like me that have got attention deficit disorder and other ailments. He changes the subject every 15 seconds. Love it. But he keeps having to say stupid things. Why does he do this? Why does he do it? But look, it gets a rise. But it's, you know, there are members of his penguin cult that trust everything he says. And you can't do that. You cannot do that. But he does have some good stuff. And he was talking about the Tempest. Now, he is right. Not many people are talking about. There's an Asian, I think it might be Korean, or is it Japanese movie that came out the same time as, same day, October the 10th, was it? The October the 10th, or whatever. What date did Charlie Kirk get shot? September the 10th, was it? Can that be that long ago? Whatever date it was. It would be, actually. So this Tempest show came on, and it's covered in predictive programming. And this is, again, deliberately done. So you think, oh, I'm in the Matrix. Everything's, you know, an illusion. But no, it's not. It's just been deliberately done by a group of writers and producers that, you know, straight out of your BBC Doctor Who era shows. And Doctor Who did the same thing. And I'll say this again, I'll just bring this up, that I believe Aldous Huxley is a death faker. The fact that guy went off the world stage on the 22nd of the 11th, the same day as the JFK psychological operation started. I reckon he was there directing everything, because just by coincidence, there was all these shows and films came out, like Prudence and the Pill, 65, thereabouts. Dear Prudence, Beatles song. The Pill got released. And believe it or not, Aldous Huxley came up with the name The Pill for the contraceptive. That was his name. Now, I don't reckon that guy died. I reckon he was still around directing all the bits and pieces that happened in the 60s. Incredible psychological operation. Incredible psychological operation. But anyway, so we're talking about the movement of moving into your next reality, which is going to be online, 100% guaranteed. Did I lose my mind? Did I lose my train of thought? Kind of. Where am I? I'll just go back to looking what I was talking about before, and it should pop back in. Oh, The Tempest. Okay. So there's a movie called The Tempest, TV show, full of predictive programming. Now, The Tempest is where, which was taken from, it's a Shakespeare play, but that introduced the id into it. Now, one of my favourite movies when I was a child was The Forbidden Planet, which starred, what's his name, from the airplane and things like that, great comedy actor, Leslie Nielsen. This is a really, really good action film, but it was basically The Tempest, but transferred into a, you know, modern setting back in 1959 or 60 or whatever it came out. But the monster of the id was this incredible special effects for its day, this invisible monster that came out of nowhere and it would come and kill people in The Forbidden Planet. On the original book, The Tempest, Prospero or whatever his name is, went to an island, and he was using magic, and it'd be Enochian magic. We were talking about that. It's not only along this ocean to create storms, and he captured the group of people that did him wrong. Blah blah blah. It's a whole story, but Shakespeare is 100% part of this whole psychological warfare on your brain, and that's why Macbeth keeps turning up again and again and again. If you look at, say, the Las Vegas, you had the guy called Paddock on the 32nd level shooting, basically a giant heavy caliber machine gun, like fucking pathetically ludicrous, out the window at a cowboy country and western thing. You know, did you see, now can anyone that's into death porn show me any footage, because everyone had mobile phones back then, of people's heads exploding like watermelons left, right and centre as he was firing out the window? No, because it didn't happen. Did not happen. Paddock was the name of the demon in Macbeth that Hubble Bubble Toil and Trouble summoned, the three witches. Now, I got a lot of good stuff back in the day off Marty Leeds, who's off the grid, and now I think you can only subscribe to him, but highly recommend his de-occultation of Las Vegas, Sandy Hook, et cetera, et cetera. I got, you know, this is, I'm talking about 12, 13 years ago. It should still be around. It should still be around, but those of you that have got a mind that's open need to start looking at that stuff. Dave was knocking out that stuff around the same era. I'd be interesting to hear those two speak, if they could. But Macbeth is constantly back again in your subconscious. You'll notice lots of remakes of Macbeth. Even they rename the movies. It's the same story, just redone again and again and again. But this is where we're going. We're going into, so we're, as I said in the last show, fractured fables. Your mind is being fractured with the. You pick up the newspaper, you open up the first page, and it'll have 66 children blown up in Gaza. On the right side of the page, so it gets you right in between, it's got anti-Semitism rises, why can't I never remember the name of those? So obviously I'm not Jewish because I don't go to those churches, whatever they call themselves, whatever they're called. Synagogue. Another synagogue blown up or torched, or that's graffiti sprayed on it. That's what they normally have, graffiti sprayed on it. And a rise of anti-Semitism. So basically you're getting, your brain is fractured into two pieces just reading a newspaper. If you're that silly to do so, but I will do it if one. And I can actually see the two sides. I don't look at it as being anything truth in it. I can actually just read what one side's telling me and the other side's telling me. And so your brain is being fractured. But it's what they're fracturing you into is the id, the real id, which is coming, whether you like it or not. And as we talked about tonight on Bongo Stations, you've got the chance now to step off the ride. you can step off that ride and just don't get on it. And that's what they want you to get onto. One of the rides, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride episodes we talked about, really good show. But yeah, no, they're all fitting in together. So everything is happening at the same time for the reason. So you'll be given the chance to wake up and move off, or you can just sit there and swallow these lies. And that's what that's your choice. That is your choice at the moment. And Tyler, like this, the fact that they kept using Tyler, like the guy that shot Charlie Kirk allegedly, was Tyler someone or other. Tyler Durden, just remember that from that total predictive programming movie about the soap. Why can't I remember the name of it? With Brad Pitt and what's his name? Great movie, but Tyler Durden was the bad guy in that. Tyler's a Masonic term. Ozzy Osbourne's festival, the greatest singer that was there, as far as I'm concerned, was Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. A coincidence, I'm not sure about that one. Tyler, Tyler, Tyler everywhere. But not a drop to drink. It's just incredible. It is just incredible. So, you know, we are entering a state of mind where nothing is real to you. So they want you to think nothing is real. It's like Strawberry Fields Forever. Nothing is real. And that was when we talk about the Beatles being controlled, they're only in a handful of songs that I say are definitely not the work of those four likable blokes from Liverpool. And Strawberry Fields Forever will be one of them. Certainly, I Am the Walrus is definitely way above their pay grade. And I do believe, what's his name that does the show? Why can't I remember his name? He's been on Fakeologist. Good stuff. He is that he claims, you know, Jesus was just a figment of someone's imagination. You know, huge big book. I take no notice of it. But he did do some really good work in Joe Atwell. Joe Atwell, Caesar's Messiah. What are these things come into my head after you have to ask, for me, when you get to 61, I have to ask the question that does actually come into me, but it's delayed. But he came up with an incredible bit of research that I Am the Walrus is actually an old Boer War song with Goo 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 Jube and all these weird things that were part of this old chant in the Boer War era. I thought that was 10 out of 10 for Joe Atwell. I'm not so big on Caesar's Messiah, but otherwise, no problem whatsoever. He was another one that was hilariously, in my mind, but not for him, kicked off Jan Irvin's platform. Your chair is squeaking! Your chair is squeaking! Because Joe's chair was making a squeak and Jan went right off. I thought it was funny, but it wasn't funny for him. If you're having a conversation with somebody, you cannot argue with them. You let them get their point of view across, and then you get your point of view across, and then move on. I can talk with anybody these days. No, actually, that's not true. This is not true, but I can talk with most. If someone's got an amazing thing to say, I'll just sit there and listen to it, and I'd be enamored by it. Now, the other show I was thinking of too is Quarter. What's his name? Quatermass. I think it's Quatermass. Now, these were like early Doctor Who that came out in 1953. I think Peter Cushing was the original Quatermasses. Really interesting science fiction, radio serials and movie serials and movies and TV shows. Very Doctor Who-ish, but really interesting. So any of you out there looking to Quatermass in the Pit and stuff like that, some really good stuff in that show. And again, I'll shout out to, what's his name, Media Monarchy. I don't subscribe to him, so sadly I can't listen, but he has this professional site now and you can listen to old radio serials, which I love. thought, well, maybe I should start paying to listen to that, because he's been playing the Quatermass stuff. Highly recommended. And what I will do next episode is I'm going to go through the Quatermass shows and the various different things, because they are absolutely fascinating. Fascinating. But yeah, back to the Id and the Tempest. There's a there. That's why the Shakespeare is being used all the time. The real ID, the real Id is coming. It is coming. Now, what else can I talk about? Oh, Tintin. Tintin. Now, interesting, like Herge, H-E-R-G, funny thing, E, Herge. To me, when I was a child, they were absolutely fantastic. I'm talking about the original series of cartoons that I think started in the 40s or late 40s, early 50s. The artwork, the writing, fantastic. And there was this fantastic, I think it was American, it was called the Children's Digest, that came out through the 60s and 70s, disappeared in the 80s, sadly, like most good things. The 80s fucked, as far as I'm concerned. That's when it all started going downhill, especially musically. Woeful, absolutely woeful. But there used to be for kids, there was a thing called the Children's Digest, which was a children's version of the Reader's Digest. But they serialized Tintin comics. They had stories and, you know, cartoons and comics and, you know, things to do, draw, you know, puzzles. Fantastic. You know, children today, they'll sit there killing aliens, playing sport with some, you know, random person they barely know, et cetera, et cetera. They don't read books anymore, even though my three all read books. They were huge readers. So they're probably the last generation, or getting to be the last generation of readers. And that's, so my daughter's 24. But although they do read a lot of books, but unfortunately they are the most nasty series of books, that Harry Potter and all these other really more nefarious ones that have come out since, that all cashed in on the Harry Potter scam, getting them into the black magic and demonology, basically. Hugely popular. But, you know, yes, you can read them if you're educated to know that that's just an old myth or an old legend. And most of them were, particularly Harry Potter. And you can, you know, get into it and do a bit of research afterwards. Fantastic. Otherwise, if you get into that and you actually believe it's good for you, and I can remember, and I'll say this again, I'll bring it up, that I saw in this particular house, I was there on Thursday. I used to go there and I picked up, you know, this Harry Potter's Book of Spells about 10 years ago, and I was going through it, and because I'm fairly well read into the occult, I looked at them and I was going, that doesn't look like a kid's book to me. And I was going through the herbs and the different names of the demons they were talking about, and I said, these are all real demons. You know, sit and mention to the mother, she's like, ha, 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 ha. You know, oh, no, this is just a book for kids. Now, those kids, not the boy but the girl, is now into this furry thing. She's got a wall full of demonic imagery. It's, like, really full on. And I'm going to question whether dyed her hair black from blonde. She's into this kind of real, you know, reading really dark stuff, has these masks everywhere all around her room. And it's like, even my daughter said when she came to help me one day, she goes, Dad, that stuff is really, those people are really weird that get into that kind of thing. She's seen it and hung out with people that are into that thing, the furry thing. You know, they wear cosplay. It's cosplay, but it's all the time. You're not yourself. You're not you. And you're not living in the now. You're in the id. You are in the id, and your children are in the id. If they're not in the now and they're not looking at you in the eye and speaking to you, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. And it's frightening. I'm seeing it. What can you say? Look, I can't tell people anything, and I don't want to, but it's really bad, really, really bad what's going on everywhere at the moment. Blah, 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 blah. So did I mention it in the last show? I think I did. Charlie Freak, I was talking about Charlie's. I am baffled, not baffled, completely proven rightly, that Charlie Sheen, out of the blue, has just decided to come out as a going out with the folks now, become a shirtlifting or a Vegemite driller or one or two, or actually shirtlifter and Vegemite are the same thing, Australian colloquial term. You know, why now? Why when Charlie Hebdo, Charlie Kirk, King Charles, we've got Charlies everywhere, and Charlie Sheen comes out as being gay. How wonderful for him. You know, how wonderful for him. Too much of a coincidence, I'm telling you now. It's all going on, and we're like, we are, as you know, talking about the day before, these are the end days of what our lives were. We're going into the real id. The real id, be told. I think that's about it. That's all I can be bothered with tonight. I might even... I'll talk about Kubrick, because he was... just like I say, Aldous Huxley was a death faker. I'm not the only one. You're listening to... Be Told.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Great voice that woman has. What a great voice. I wouldn't like her telling me off, though. I would not like her telling me off. Rick on Be Told, episode number 40, on the 19th of October, 2025. What was I going to talk about? I'll keep going a little bit more. Kubrick. Now, Stanley Kubrick, everything he did was amazing. It was interesting. He was, you know, he was a photographer, came from New York, you know, he was from a Jewish family from the Bronx, you know, I don't think he was from a rich family, or maybe he was, but either way, he was a very good photographer, and he learned his art from probably the masters out there. But his films are incredibly interesting for anyone that's into the celluloid and the method of filmography and what it can tell stories and at different levels. You know, there's a esoteric and exoteric to a Stanley Kubrick movie, like with most things. But I don't believe the coincidence that he just dropped off this mortal coil about a year and a half before 9/11, and Aldous Huxley dropped off his mortal coil the same day as Kennedy got shot. And I'll say, look, I hate repeating myself, but I will do this. JFK, right? Turn them upside down, turn them into numerals, and J is 10, F is 6, K is 11. Turn that number upside down, and you've got 11th of September, 2001. Now, is that a coincidence? I do not think so. I do not think so. I brought this up on a fairly big show, biggest show, and never heard a single... I didn't get laughed at, but I don't think it kind of resonated enough. But it's a fact that you are in a script. But it's a script and you're not in la la. You are in a real world. You're in a real place where you can walk outside and trip over and land on your head and get a real big bruise on your head. There's no internet. You're not in, what's it called? The Matrix. There's no such thing as the Matrix. The Matrix is a very dull movie, very dull to me, a movie I worked on as a security guard, watching, you know, making sure the stars were protected and the equipment was protected. Boring movie to me, except for when I watch my friends get squibbed. Speaking of squibs, Charlie Kirk and the squirt of the neck. Now, I actually know, I could contact him, the guy that did a lot of the squibbing on Matrix. He lives 15 minutes from my house. Really good guy, too. semi-awake. I won't say 100% awake, but I think he believes nuclear bombs are real. What can you do about that one? What can you do about that one? But he'd be able to explain if that was possible. So you need a professional. I'll go and speak to him and say, what do you reckon about the neck footage? Because the first thing I saw, and here I go talking about something I said you should move on from, but I'll say this, the first footage I got shared looked exactly like you would do from a high-powered rifle going through a neck and then exploding at the back. Now, they reckon it didn't go explode at the back in the footage afterwards. So you got three different footages shared to you because they want you to argue and go on and on and on and on about Charlie Kirk. But anyway, I did bring it up, but it is relevant to what I just said. It is relevant. Blah, blah, blah. Now, so Kubrick, and if you watch Eyes Wide Shut, there's a scene in the movie where he's reading when Tom Cruise is finding out the death of that prostitute that saved him. There's a obituary, and he's reading it, and you can actually see the guy's name that wrote the obituary. Well, blow me down, that same guy wrote the obituary to Stanley Kubrick. So work that one out. You're talking about a script here. So he probably faked his death, and is he still alive? I wouldn't be surprised. Or maybe not, but is he behind the scenes, just like in the movie Wag the Dog, when they pick up a director and get him to do the stuff, even though they dumbed it down a lot. But that's basically it. You know, get creative types to film a movie and play it to the public, the imbecile public of useless eaters out there. Yes, that's what I say. Majority, useless eaters. It is eating the information they're given by woeful people like Alex Jones, etc. I could name a whole lot more, though, but I won't. Anyway, I think I'll wind it up. That's enough. But next week, no, I'm actually going to go to a soiree on Saturday for a 70th birthday, a Festival of the Dead theme. I'm not going to wear anything like dead. I'm just going to put a sombrero on, something to do with the Mexican theme. For a 70th birthday, you know, that's what everyone's getting old. They're getting old, and I'm one of them. But I'm 9 years off that one, thank God. Anyway, thank you for listening to Bong. Jeez. I do too many shows. Thank you for listening to Be Told, episode number 40. And I'll be back maybe next week, maybe in two weeks. This will be. And what music am I end this with? It'll be a surprise. It'll be something relevant. What kind of music have I listened to lately that has stood out to me as being amazing? Anyway, it'll be a surprise, but there'll be a bit of music at the end of the show. Guaranteed. Last week, I loved the Hugo Montenegro. Actually, I'll tell you what, we might do that. Well, I might just play another Hugo Montenegro, his version of what's his name, the Italian that actually did the originals for the spaghetti westerns. I think we'll go with Fistful of Dollars, or For a Few Dollars More by Hugo Montenegro. There you go. We'll do that one. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next time, probably in 2 weeks' time, be told. Good night. Bye.